everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. You're listening to BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic readings. If you'd like to call in for a reading, the number is toll-free. It's still only in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. Anywhere else in the world, you can call direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I believe we have a caller, so caller, is caller on the line already? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Washington.
Washington. What's your first name?
Aaron.
Dan?
Aaron.
Can you speak up just a little bit louder?
Aaron.
I'm hearing Harry, right?
No, I'm an Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay, I could barely hear you. I'm sorry, Aaron. Welcome to the show, Aaron. Thank you for calling. I'll jump right into your reading.
So, do I ask a question or?
No, I'll probably cover your question anyway. So that's why I prefer general readings. I just jump right into it. Put out what I'm hearing and feeling for you. All right. I know I'm. Picking up on female issues with you here. I don't know if it's a relationship you wanted me to go to or not, but I feel like I'm headed in that direction anyway, so I'll just run with it. Female. There is some, I don't know if this is a relationship or a female, a professional female that is going to be very helpful to you between now and the next 30 days. I feel like it's a professional woman, too. Could be doctor, teacher, lawyer, this type of thing. I don't know if you... if you've got some legal stuff or medical stuff going on where there may be a female that's the doctor or the lawyer or...
Yeah.
You do? Okay, because they're pulling me to this, so I'm going to go there. Very, very powerful woman, very clever, very intelligent. She's the right one for the job, I'm hearing. I don't know if you're wondering about it or... I'm hoping, but I am feeling she's the right one for the job, and she's very professional when she needs to be. And is this a relationship too?
Yeah, I think it's just a relationship. I don't think it's anything professional.
Okay, so she is a professional, right?
What's that?
Is she a professional?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I know what they were saying, Zibby. Now I know why I was confused. All right. She's in your life as a relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling not only is she good at what she does, but she's going to be good for you. I feel as though you're going to be very happy. It's going to... I just keep hearing it's the right one. It's going to be a very loving companion. Very... it's almost like you're meant to be together. And, got a lot here for you. Are you guys getting engaged or married? Or is it getting deeper? Are you wondering? Or because I'm...
not that I know of.
Okay. Are you hoping? Because I'm feeling that it's going to get closer anyway.
Maybe eventually.
Okay, you may see that developing. I'm feeling like it may get closer for you, become an item. I'm hearing First of all, is there anybody getting engaged or married around you? Because I am getting wedding imagery and, like, engagement type stuff going on. So it's either somebody very close to you or you may be headed in that direction anyway.
Her aunt just got married.
Okay, did you go to it and all that?
No.
No.
Her aunt just got married. We didn't go to it or anything.
Okay.
It's the only thing that I can think of with marriage.
It could be that. I'm leaning more towards you, though. I feel like if left unchecked and it continues to go where it's going, you guys will probably get closer together. Okay, and become an item. I don't know if that's good news for you or if that's what you want, but I am hearing that. Now, I'm also feeling like it's a new beginning, too. Did you just meet or...
Yeah.
Get to get, because I'm hearing a new beginning with this, and I believe it's going to be exciting and happy, and I'm feeling nothing but good for it. And I'm also with a possibly a job, too. Are you looking for work or just started one? Or?
Well, I've been injured the last couple of months.
Oh, okay, so you're out on disability then.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, are you going to have to look for something new or no? Or just
eventually, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to go back or something different?
Something different.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it will be something different for you because I'm hearing a new job and a new beginning for you. So eventually I believe you probably will go back to work and it will be in a job, a new job. Anybody else close to you looking for work or that you can think of, or is it an issue with you? Or?
Well, I've been injured for the past 8 months, so yeah, I haven't had any cash flow or anything like that. So
okay,
because of the LNI refusing to pay and stuff.
Okay, how much longer have you got to go? You don't know, or
I'm not sure. I have to go into the doctors, and they have returned my calls.
Right. Okay. Well, I do feel you getting offers and starting something new, so, and I don't think it'll be in the place that you left. It'll be someplace new, and it might even involve travel. I don't know what you did for a living or what you like to do, but there may even be a little bit of travel involved with it, maybe a job that involves driving or connected to traveling somehow, so... and I'm also, they're waving a letter and a phone at me, so if you're waiting for information to come to you through the phone or the mail, between now and the next 30 days, you'll probably get something. I don't know if it's income or insurance or whatever it may be, but I just feel like, they're making me feel like I'm waiting for something, an approval or a notice or something, and it's going to come through the mail and the wheels will be turning for me. I feel like the news is good. It's news I'm waiting for, and it's good news. So you got that to look forward to. And they're pulling me through relationships, getting better for you. Now, got a lot of spiritual stuff around you, too, with the church. For some reason, are you big in the church, or?
Not really.
No. You know, I think as your relationship develops, there may be conflicting philosophies and ideals, almost like different religions or different race or different likes and dislikes, and I think it may become an issue in the relationship, so... It's something you want to keep on your mind as it's developing, if it develops. Somebody's going to have to bend a little bit or change something, lifestyle or beliefs or likes. So this may be it may become an instant issue in the relationship as it develops. Now, for some reason, I'm getting a vice coming to me. Now, it's almost like I need a vice on a particular subject, and there's like a group or organization that I might belong to or I might come in contact with. And there'll be people within this group that can advise me, or they will come forward and be very helpful to me. And for some reason, I want to go to... It's almost like a church. There's a bond there amongst the people that belong to the group. And there's going to be support and advice coming from this. So be open to anything that you get involved with group-wise, because there's people there that would be willing to help you and advise you in many different ways, and be open to it. And I also want to be, I feel like there's other people also that's going to come forward and help me too. They're older folks, like a couple. I don't know if it's parents or some older friends, but they're going to be also advising me with some issues in my life. So if any older folks come forward and they're trying to advise you, listen to what they say, because they might be hitting on something that you need to hear or something that can help you between now and the next 30 days especially. And I feel like you're going to be going into the beginning of July very busy. Things are going to be picking up for you. A lot of things are moving forward. Things that would have been delayed, things that have been on hold, I'm hearing, are all being let loose and moving forward. So as you go into the beginning of July, I feel like you're going to be very busy. Things are going to pick up for you, and you're not going to be... I just feel like things have been slow, and nothing's been happening, and I'm kind of maybe bored and getting tired, and that's going to change, and it's going to change.
Okay.
It's going to change as you go into the end of June and the beginning of July. And you got some opportunities coming, too. I'm hearing tell them there's opportunity coming. Keep your eyes open for that. I'm also hearing that it's almost like I'm going to be in the right place at the right time, and I'm going to get lucky somehow. I'm either going to bump into somebody that can help me or offer me something, or I just feel like I'm in the right place at the right time, and I get a lucky break somehow. So be open to the chance encounters that you have as you go into the end of June. And I just feel like, especially if you're looking for work or you want to accomplish something and get something done and start moving, it's going to be like a coincidence, almost like you bump into this opportunity or this offer or a person that's going to connect you somehow. And I feel like after that happens, things start picking up. Your income, your schedule, the things you got to do. It might even be a future job offer for when you're ready, or a connection that can, where you can walk right into another job. So stay alert for this at the end of June as you go into July. Okay, and I'm getting some numbers for you. I'll give you some numbers. I got a 10 and a 5. A 3 and a 13 for you. Okay? And did I touch on anything you were wondering about, Aaron?
No, you basically covered everything.
See? You're in the thoughts. I touched on everything you wanted to hear about.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, buddy. I just wanted to make sure I helped you and I answered a few of your questions anyway. Okay.
All righty.
Okay, Aaron, you have a good night and take
you
care.
You also.
Thanks for calling, and tell your friends about us. You have a good night. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call for a psychic reading, toll free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. Anywhere else in the world, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And if you would like to talk to me in private, email me. goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And BBS enjoys feedback and comments. Drop them a line. Let them know how you like the station, the shows, the host. Their addy is contact@bloginservice.com. Thank you, Don. I am here three nights a week, every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight Eastern Standard Time, and last night I got delayed and I couldn't show, so I apologize for that. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad. How about you?
Okay. What's your first name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Cheryl?
British Columbia, Vancouver.
Nice. Nice. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Are you a regular listener?
No, I touch it once in a while, but I've been on Yahoo for a while, too.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you, Cheryl. I think tonight's going to be interesting night here. You got a lot of stuff, too, going on. Boy, I'm being pulled right to finances with you right off the bat. I feel, they're making me feel like I'm, I almost want to say I'm moving or buying a house or selling a house or.
It's a possibility, yes.
Oh, so it is an issue then?
Yeah.
Is being talked about or planned or?
The property I'm renting off of is being sold.
Okay. The property you're on is being sold?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm being shown that. I'm feeling it. I feel like my property is being sold, so it's probably going to go through. And at, you know, at the same time, I'm cashing in or doing something. I'm increasing my finances, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're getting a better job or working overtime or doing something on the side, but I do feel as though.
Yeah, I got a second job.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. I'm working on increasing my finances, and that's what they're showing me. And I'm also. You got some kind of talent that you can make money with, too. I don't know if you're aware of that or you ever
No,
dabbled.
I'm not.
Did you ever do anything on the side artistically or where you got some kind of a skill? I feel like I got a skill or a talent that I can make money with. Does that make sense?
I'm not aware of that.
You might want to explore that part of yourself.
Give me a direction in that?
Are you married? Is there a hubby or?
No.
No, you're by yourself, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe it's connected to the second job. I'm feeling a skill or talent that I can capitalize on, make money with. I could be mixing it up with the second job, but anyway, just write it down, think about it. Something might come to you later on.
Okay.
But I do feel like are you planning on going to school or learning something or training? Are you in training now with the new job or?
My new job. Well, my goal was to finish, pay off some of my bills and then go to school.
Oh, so you are planning on going to school?
Yeah.
That was part of your plans. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I know what they were saying to me. I'm hearing a learned skill. I'm going to be training for something, and I'm going to be successful with it, and you're going to be learning something, studying something that's going to make you an income, I guess, because they're pointing in that direction anyway.
Oh, good.
Whatever it is you're going to school for, I feel it's going to be a skill that could increase your income and take care of you in the future.
And that's what my goal is.
Yeah, and I am hearing training and education, and I do feel as though I will be going, and I'll be doing well at it. I feel like I'm going to be very happy with it, and also doing very well at the same time. Successful, I'm hearing successful, and paying off. Now, I think it's going to be in the course of your education that you discover something about yourself. something that you could do or you have an inside knowing to, and that you're very good at it. So I believe you're going to experience that as you're going through your education or your training. So be open to that.
Okay.
And I'm willing to bet that there's something there that you never dreamed you would be good at or even interested in. I'm hearing a discovery, a discovery of talents and abilities, and I believe it's during your education. So, and there is a, you're like a fresh start. You're manifesting a fresh start for yourself, a cycle.
I just ended, I had a long relationship that has just ended, so.
You're in a fresh start. That's what they're telling me. And you're validating that. And there's a lot of things that go with this fresh start. Opportunities. I'm hearing a chance to start again. So you're going to be starting over, and I believe it'll be in relationships. And you validated that. And I am hearing a new relationship. So I don't think you're going to be lonely too long. So I wouldn't worry too much about it, even though it hurts to go through something like that. But I don't think you'll be alone too long, because I'm hearing changes and everything.
Well, that sounds very positive.
Yes, and actually it's a change in where I live, a change in what I'm doing, a change in my lovers. You got a lot of change going on, so it's going out to many different areas. And it started with this new beginning, this fresh start that I'm hearing, and the cycle that you're in, so. And it's going to be positive and uplifting and fun. You're going to be okay. There's doors opening for you. A lot of doors are going to open for you. They're showing me. I get hands opening doors, and there's opportunities there. And don't let the challenges with the opportunities spook you. Confidence, dwell on confidence.
Okay.
If somebody gives you a connection or an opportunity, and stay away from the what ifs, or, you know what I mean? Just dive in. Dive in head first. Be bold. It calls for a bold step. It calls for a bold step. Be bold with all of this. Now, there might be a little bit of, I feel like, they're making me feel like I'm a little worried about things, you know, school or something new or a new, the newness of my life, the big starting over. And,
I've been very, very worried about a lot of things.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling like I'm borderline, almost panicking type thing, and you're going to be okay. It looks fantastic for you. It really does, and it's going to be exciting, too. And you just need to stay a little chancy. Don't be afraid to take a chance.
Okay.
Be bold and focus on confidence. Just repeat the word confidence to yourself or whenever you feel like you're getting a little shaky.
Okay.
All right. And put all your ideas into action because you have some good ideas. And you're a good thinker. You got a lot of good mental energy there. And it's going to serve you well. Now, somewhat of business, but did you ever think about starting a business or going into a business? Or?
I have thought about it. I just have never found anything that I would want to go into business with or for. But I have thought about doing my own business.
Okay, because you might even see some of that coming at you, too, opportunities with arts and crafts, too, for some reason. I'm mixing my imagination with my business, so I'm leaning towards creating things. Now, it could be a multiple of things, but I feel like my imagination and my creative abilities could also give me a little sideline somewhere. So if you do get an offer, you might even get an offer, even, or an opportunity to go in with somebody or get connected to it somehow. So keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
Okay. And at all times, stay flexible. I feel like sometimes you put a little bit too much on yourself. mentally and emotionally restricted, and try to loosen up a little bit. Go easy on yourself and stay flexible. Don't ever bury yourself or overwhelm yourself with anything, because it's not good for your energy pattern. You need to be free and flexible.
Okay.
It would be compatible for you to stay that way anyway, free and flexible. I feel like this relationship possibly that just ended, like it was coming and developing, and it's almost like there's going to be some goodness coming out of it too. Like it might have been dramatic or a lot of stress, and I kind of put an end to it. I went for the loss in order to gain, in a way, I'm feeling. Did you leave him, or was it spontaneous, or?
No, it was very spontaneous. It was actually very. I was shocked that he wanted to end it. Because things were seemed to be going quite well.
Okay, and you know, I feel in the long run, once you get over this, you're going to see that it was for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see that your life actually will improve. I know it's hard to believe now because you might be in pain from it. But I do feel that as time unfolds, that you're going to see that it was the right thing. Now, I feel like it was a difficult situation. The stuff that was involved in it.
Yes.
And the emotions and the energy, it was very difficult on me. And I feel like that was the worst part, and the loss. And then now I'm feeling like I'm going to recover. What I get to keep and what stays with me is going to be a blessing, and I'm going to move on. And like I said before, I don't think you're going to be alone too long. There's even signs of somebody as early as like the first week in July.
Oh.
So be alert to this. Now, I don't know, is there a chance that he's going to come back, or is there a history of him going and coming, or?
Yes, there's a history of him getting overloaded and...
And leaving and then coming back.
Yeah.
All right, let me get out of that for a second and go on to something else here, then I might go back to that. Give myself a break. Okay, I got some. I don't know if you need legal or business advice. If you do need it, don't be afraid to look for it. If you feel you do need some advice from a professional, by all means, seek it.
Okay.
And if you do need it, I actually feel it coming to you. I don't know if that makes sense right now, but. It's got a legal or a work world connection to it. So if you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you need advice and you're thinking maybe I should talk to a lawyer or get some advice with this, don't be afraid to go ahead and do it if you do need it, or you feel like you do need it. I'm just feeling... Boy... I need advice on something. I'm going to work or legal issues. I can't pull much more on that. Also, I want to stay on top of my finances between now and the beginning of July. And I want to be very alert for somebody maybe trying to take advantage of me financially.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to scrutinize everything that comes your way between now and the beginning of July.
Okay.
Okay, read the fine print. Make sure you know what you're signing. And don't let your guard down with your money, not between now and the beginning of July. Stay on top of your finances.
Okay.
They're telling me to count my change, almost like somebody's going to hold back a little something. So you might want to watch for something like that. Short-changed or not getting what you think you're getting. So be alert to everything financial around you.
Okay.
Okay. And now I'm going to go back to relationship because there was some things here I was having a problem with. They're not going to give me much on that. There is somebody there in the beginning of July. I don't know if it's the old one or a new one. Okay, I'm going to have to pick around this. The old friend, does he have a child?
No.
Okay, there's no child. Do you have a child?
No.
No? Interesting.
Not unless they don't know it yet.
I'm not getting new baby imagery. Usually they hand me a new baby when there's a baby coming. I just feel there's a child around this man. That's significant in the beginning of July. I almost want to lean towards him coming back again. I just got that feeling. Do you think are you feeling the same thing?
I you know what, it's happened so many times, I don't know. And I think that's where I'm getting to the point where I'm really tired of it.
You had enough of it. I understand that. Well, put it this way, if does he ever depend on your money or affect it in any way?
No.
Like drain it or a drain on it or depends on it or no, there's nothing like that with him?
No.
With the one that left. Okay. All right, so I'm not worried about that. Okay, for now, I got to lean towards, I'm thinking him coming back, or back in the picture. But I got a feeling he's got a different attitude for some reason. And that makes you feel any better. And I feel very loving with this. I feel like he wants to make a go of it and really try, or he says he's gonna, and he's acting like he's gonna. So I do get a feeling that it may be him coming back into the picture by the beginning of July. And if it's not, I don't think you're gonna be alone long. I believe somebody else will come into the picture.
Okay.
If he's not back, somebody else will be coming in. And if it's somebody else, they might have a kid. That might be the only thing I can give you towards, a hint towards what to look for. It
okay.
might be a guy with a kid, and he would be new, and he would be coming into your life. So either way, by the beginning of July, I don't think you're going to be alone long, and by the beginning of July, you're going to be busy in relationships again. But I think this time it's better. I'm feeling it's better, whether it's him changing his attitude or another guy that's nice and right for you. Okay?
That's very good to know.
Okay, and that's about it. I can give you some numbers. I got a 3 and a 1, a 7 and a 14 for you.
Okay.
Okay, and I hope I helped you with everything.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Spread the word. BBS
okay.
Radio. All right. You have a good night. Take care.
You too.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, everybody, if you would like to call, 1-877-876-5227. That's toll-free in the U.S. Anywhere else, dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. If you would like to get me in private, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Okay, Don. Thank you. Remember, I'm here three nights a week, Sunday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And there's rumors I may have a daytime show, so I'll keep you all posted on that as it unfolds. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Idaho.
Idaho. Good.
Uh-huh.
What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Okay, let's see what we got for you, Rebecca. Right off the bat, I'm feeling some drama for some reason. I want to be alert for issues with friends or issues at work or in the family, some turbulence, some, maybe some jealousies. Be alert for all of that.
Okay.
All right. Interesting. Hang on for a second. I don't know why I want to go to work with this. Are you working, Rebecca?
Yeah, I do work.
Okay. So how's everything going on there? Is there everything peaceful and?
It seems to be.
Yeah. All right.
So far.
Okay. If it is work, you know, just beware of office politics and some jealousies, and that'll keep you safe there.
Okay.
Stay out of that. Now, is somebody separating around you or going through an issue with a separation or a divorce? Or is it you or a friend or a relative? Or?
Well, my husband and I are kind of...
on the outs, or?
Kind of on the outs right now.
Okay. I think that's some of the drama that I'm picking up on, because I'm going through relationships with it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a change coming for you, too, and I don't feel... I feel like some of the changes, like, you're not particularly crazy about, or would rather not have them happen. And I think it's going to relationships, so...
Oh. Does that mean like a divorce?
No, not a divorce, but I'm getting issues, and it seems to go on and on and on. I don't know if I'm connecting or you're feeling
yeah.
me. Is it like a constant type?
Yes.
All right. I feel it continuing probably right up until like the beginning of July, so you're going to need to be strong, patient. Don't let it get you down. I mean, if you want to make it work, you will. You'll make it work. Or it won't hurt to try. You know what I mean? I mean, if that's what you want, then by all means, go for it.
Uh-huh.
But I do feel you're going to have to work for it, and I feel like it's going to be a little rocky. And it's going to be like an ongoing thing. You know, your good days, your bad days. It's not going to be an overnight success story with this. I believe it's something you're going to have to work on.
Okay.
Okay. And I am going to him with his energy seems to be, he seems to be the one that's, I don't know, if he pulling away or not sure what he wants or confused. So you may have to tiptoe around his frame of mind.
Okay.
And try to understand it. I feel like he's confused and don't know what he wants, or there's issues going on there that he has to work on. So it's just a little bit of a heads up that it's, you know, it's not you. It's probably things going on within himself. Now,
yeah, because I'm really stuck in this. I'm not quite sure which way I should be going. If I should be continuing it or if I should be ending it.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Boy. Well, I'm going to get away from that too and give me a break. I'm going to go to something else. I'm hearing good news coming for you. That's one good thing I'm hearing. I don't know if you're waiting for something to come through the mail or the phone or approval or something to come through, but I'm hearing real good news. And I want to go to negotiations or legal issues. Now, I don't. You got something legal going on that needs to be settled, or are you waiting for an answer? Or
no.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's something in negotiations, and it could even be the relationship, because I'm getting back and forth with this tit for tat. It may even be the relationship. I'm getting negotiations succeeding and agreements being reached, so I believe you're right on the verge of a breakthrough, even with him. Now, I wouldn't give up yet. I would give it until probably the first week in, at least the first week in July anyway. Because
okay.
there is a little bit of a break here and a leeway. You make headway, and it causes harmony and peace and happiness. So you do have a break coming. So do hang on for a while longer, because I feel like you do want to make it, or you do want to try, but you're just confused and not sure.
Yeah.
And this is worth trying at least another 30 days. And I just feel like there's agreements being reached and problems being overcome. So do keep trying. Don't give up just yet with him, and I do feel that you're going to make some leeway. You're going to gain some ground in your favor. And I am getting obstacles and problems being settled with you between now and July. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you working?
Yes.
Are you a professional also?
No.
No. Do you need a doctor or a lawyer? Because I'm getting that you know of, or?
Not that I know of.
You're not shopping for one. You would know right away. It must be a friend, a close friend then. Somebody that might be advising you or comforting you going through all of this. I feel like there's going to be I believe it's a female, and I believe within the next 30 days, she could be very helpful with some of the things that you're going through. I don't know if it's a friend or a new friend or a coworker, but there will be a female, and she will be helping you and advising you and comforting you, and it makes sense to you, and you appreciate what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So do pay attention to the female friends around you.
Okay.
And are you a teacher or work in a school?
I don't. Uh-uh.
No. That's all right. Any plans on going to school?
Not in the near future.
Not in the near future.
Mm-mm.
You may find it somewhere in your life. Education, too, with you. It's a possibility. Or an opportunity, too. I don't know if you ever thought about it or dreamed about it, but you may, somewhere in your future, I feel like you would make a good teacher, too, working with kids. It's probably a past life connection. Do you work with children?
No, I don't work with children. I have children.
I feel like I'm working with children for some reason. It's interesting. Possibly past life with you. Okay. Let's see. Now, when he does come back, if he does come back, play the peacemaker through the whole thing. If it starts to go bad again, if he comes back and it starts to go bad, don't feed into his temper or his or any flare-ups, because it would just get worse and continue to get worse. So if he does come back and it starts back in again, especially around the end of June, beginning of July, be very alert to being the peacemaker. And it might not even be him. I just feel like there might be some arguments and some disagreements going on. And if I don't handle it as a peacemaker, it would escalate and continue to get worse. So between now and the first week in July, if you find yourself in any disputes or arguments, either be the one to back off or be the peacemaker. Do not instigate or add to it, because it will escalate. Maybe even to out of control type escalation. So any type of dispute you find yourself in, do play the peacemaker. Now, there might be some jealousy or spiteful behavior mixing with this dispute, too. Boy, oh boy. Getting a mixed bag here with you. I think it's because of what you just went through with him. I feel like with him comes jealousy. I don't know what this is. Does he have an ex, or...
He does have an ex, but...
Was she a problem, or...
Sometimes, but we both struggle with jealousy issues.
Yeah, it's very strong with this. The jealousy always leading to turbulence.
Yes.
And I can't get away from it. Like, it follows me. I can't even shake it. It's just like it's a part of my life almost. So it was very strong with him.
Yeah, we both struggle. That's a lot of our issues.
Yeah, big time, big time. If you could work on that, it would be like 90% of your problem with him. And if he does come back, make that a point to communicate with him over this jealousy thing. Because if you can nip that in the bud, you guys would make it. But I feel like there's a lot of it, and you're going to have your hands full. So if he comes back, it's not going to be, hi, how you doing, and get on with life. It's not going to go like that. There's going to be a lot of work involved, and you'll have to be prepared for it. And jealousy would be the thing that I zero in on. And I feel like there's other people around that may be jealous too, like exes or friends, or so be alert to that too.
Okay.
Because with him may come other people's jealousies also. So let that be your guide. I mean, if he does come back, you know you got work to do and where to start, and that would be with the jealousies. And by all means, if it turns into an argument, either walk out or be the peacemaker. Because if you stay and add, it's going to be big and it's going to escalate. And it will be nasty, so you don't want to go there. Play the peacemaker, especially between now and the first week in July.
Okay. Do you see me, like, relocating to a new area anytime soon?
I was going to mention that. There was a hint of relocating. I felt like I was going to go, I was hearing going somewhere, but I wasn't quite sure if it was a move or a journey. And I feel like that's also, as you're going into July, talk of it and activity with it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it won't be before the first week in July. But you may start getting talk of and plans and activity with it. Planning it. Okay, I don't know what your time frame was. What was your time frame for relocating?
This summer.
This summer?
Yeah, we didn't really have a certain date.
Okay. I wouldn't look for any. You're going to see activity with it at the end of June as you go into July. Like offers coming in, or you're going to start looking, or people are going to, you know what I mean? You're going to start, you know how things develop.
Mm-hmm.
And probably around the first week in July, you will probably either start looking or hear about something or get connected on relocating or a move. So it
okay.
looks like July is going to be busy for you as far as relationship goes and possibly relocating, like you're saying. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck with everything.
All right. Well, thank you.
Take care. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
You have a good night.
You too.
Hey, I got some numbers for you.
Okay, great.
Write down 10, 6, 13, and 5.
Okay.
Okay, and good luck with everything.
Perfect. All right, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. You got another one, Don? Okay. If you'd like to call in for a reading, 1-877-876. Okay, Don, thank you.
We'll put them on.
Put them on. Give them to me. Can't get enough of it.
Hello, Michael.
I'm obsessed with it. Hi, caller.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. What's your first name?
My first name is Barbara.
Good, Barbara. Where are you calling from?
From Indiana.
Nice. You a regular listener?
Yeah, I try to listen all the time.
Do you? Good. Tell your friends about me.
I already have done that.
Good. All right, let's see what we got for you. I'm going right to the money thing here. Getting some, I feel like I'm on an increase financially. With you, Barbara. And it continues, I believe. Feeling busy. Feeling the increase. I'm also...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. You
okay.
got me. You hear me,
I
right?
I thought I'd lost you for a minute.
Okay. No, I was just talking to my guides.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes you hear a funny noise, that's me talking to my guides. Okay, new job, so are you looking for a new job, or?
Yes, and I have a second interview tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic, I couldn't get better imagery for you.
No.
They're yelling, new job, ask her. I hate asking questions, because everybody says, oh yeah, I know what he's doing. But, I got to know who's looking for the job, you know, so sometimes I got to ask.
Yeah.
But it's either you or a hubby or maybe a son or a close friend, but I am hearing new job.
Yeah, it would be me. I've been looking, and tomorrow I do go back for the second interview.
Good. Oh, the second one. That's great. And I think it's a done deal. I mean, I'm reading you as you're working already.
Okay.
And I'm hearing it's a new job, and you're validating that, so I do feel that you're going to do well with it. It's probably going to be better than what you had,
mm-hmm.
and happy. I feel successful with it. I feel happy. I got a job, and everything is what I wanted, or it's right up there where it should be, and almost like it's a promotion in a way to what you're used to.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot more money, and it's had me concerned because I'm just not used to that.
I'm feeling that with you. My guides are making an issue out of this. Tell her it's more money, it's good for her. It's a promotion. So it's going to feel like you got a promotion, and it's going to be great for you. I'm happy for you.
Okay.
Now, I may need to learn something new, though, when I get there, or I'll be doing something different that I don't normally do. Does that make sense, or?
Yeah, I would be taking on more responsibility than I have in the past.
Yes, yes. Now, that somewhere along the line, they're going to say, okay, we can do this, but you need to satisfy this for us. And it might be like a little bit of a course or a training or or a requirement, you know, and I feel like you're not going to have no problem with it, and you're going to do very well with it.
Okay.
And but be prepared. But they might surprise you, like, hey, you know, this is, you got to do this for us now. You got to either learn this or study this or train on this. So be willing to.
Okay.
And don't worry about it, because I'm getting all win-win here with you. And I am feeling that you're doing something different. You're learning new skills. You're meeting new people. All the way around, it's fantastic. I'm hearing a future career. It's your future.
Okay.
And... so that's good for you there. And I feel like I got a visitor coming too, or somebody's going to be visiting me, or so be prepared for that. It might be an old friend or a relative, maybe visiting you or stopping by. So I keep hearing visitor, and I feel like they got to travel to visit you. So it may be a friend or a relative. Or
okay.
Now, and there's a hint of a move, too, here. So I don't know if you have to move or you've been thinking about it.
Yeah, I was trying to move and was right in the middle of it, was all ready to close, but I lost my job, so I was unable to move.
Ah, okay. I think you're going to see that come back to life. So, it's a possibility. I'm either picking up on what you just went through with it, or I'm leaning towards it's still there. The move is still there now. I don't know if you still want to move or you're going to try to, but there may be some talk of it, okay? So,
okay.
You might be kicking that around in your head for a while.
All right.
Okay, and you definitely got changes coming. Your life is changing. You're in change. You're in a cycle of change.
I feel like... Is that why I'm so nervous about everything?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You are. You're making me sweat.
I just had a hot flash.
You just had a hot flash? I did too. I'll pick up on my callers. I go to body parts that are... But I said, why am I getting a hot flash? And it's making me sweat.
I guess it's because of me.
Yeah, I'm picking it up off of you. I got a lot of running around and letters and phone calls. I feel like I'm going to be busy.
Yeah.
Taking care of business, communicating, tying up loose ends, taking care of business. So you're going to be doing a lot of that.
Okay.
Now, with a relationship, are you in one now, or?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. Is that going okay and everything's all right with it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Business dealings. Does he work where you're going to work?
No.
Did he connect you to it or have anything to do with it?
No.
Are you in a business? I keep doing something with business with him.
Well, we do. We have something that we're trying to work out ourselves as a business, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, that I'll be doing, I'll be involved in business with my lover, so.
Yeah, we are working on something ourselves, yes.
Okay.
I didn't really think about it that way, but we are trying to do that.
Yeah, good. And you want to follow through on that. I feel like there's some promise there.
Okay.
Yeah, stay on top of that and keep it alive, because I feel like it'll work well with you.
Okay.
And it was meant to be. So I know I'm doing business with my lover anyway.
Okay, good.
Now, if you don't move, I feel like you're going to be rearranging the place you're in, or making it bigger, or proving it somehow.
Right, we've discussed that, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. You'll be doing that, too. It might not go into a move. It might go into a rehab, and I'm hearing improving property, making it bigger or better than it was. So.
Okay.
All right. And again, I'm getting a lot of success in the beginning of the work world. They're rehashing that, and that you will. You got everything you need. They want to tell you for this job. The talent and the skills.
Okay.
So don't sell yourself short. They're yelling it at me. Tell her she has all the talents and skills that she needs to pull this off. And again, looks like it's a confidence night. The confidence, again, with you. Dwell on confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And just know in your heart that you have everything you need to do a great job and do well at it.
Okay.
Now, Businesswoman. One of your supervisors or employer or boss may be female, and I think she takes a liking to you.
Okay.
You may see that developing, and if you see it developing, capitalize on it. I feel like she's very good at what she does, and she's almost like she's taking me under her wing. She likes what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to work with me. And she's money-minded. She's all business. And if you give that back to her, she'll really respect it.
Okay.
So be alert to the females in the new workplace. There's one there that's going to work with you and help you out a lot.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I will look for it.
Okay, and you have a good night. Thank you for calling. Let me give you a number here. I got an 8,
uh-huh.
11... 3 and 13.
Okay. 8, 11, 3, and 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. It was a great reading.
Thank you. And continue telling everybody about me.
I don't know.
My name. The radio show. BBS Radio Rocks. It's the best radio station in the world.
Yes, it is. I agree.
It is.
I will tell people. Thank you so much, Mike.
You have a good night.
Good night.
All righty. Okay, everybody, looks like I'm out of time, so I'm going to say goodnight. God bless. I'm here every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to contact me in private, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Have a good night, everybody. I'll see you soon.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.